You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
Again, Ron Siegel Radio, within every market there. I guess we've got to probably start with the opening of the show instead of coming at the show. This is a show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports. Even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Peter Felix, NeighborWorks Orange County. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Did I get the name right?
Yes, sir. Peter Felix.
That part I understood. NeighborWorks
Orange County is perfect.
NeighborWorks Orange County. Got it. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Of course, it is another beautiful day here in Southern California. Thinking about that one, a celebration today. What are we going to celebrate today? We've got the dual celebration going again today. We will start out so I stay out of trouble. Personally, and I got to get a little personal here every once in a while. Today is National Spouses Day. So to stay out of trouble, I will be celebrating National Spouses Day, dedicated to recognizing spouses everywhere. Try and stick with just your own. Day reminds us to take time for our spouse, not somebody else's, from being thankful for fulfillment and security of a long-term relationship. You define long-term yourself. Some people say that's lunchtime. Some people have a little bit different definition of long-term. Again, I will try and keep myself out of trouble, but let's celebrate National Spouses Day. And once you finish your celebration of National Spouses Day, or maybe you can kind of tie these together, because in addition to being National Spouses Day, today is National Peanut Brittle Day. And I have a feeling maybe my spouse will bring me some peanut brittle. I don't know. She's probably not even listening. She doesn't, well, maybe like most spouses, doesn't listen to me often. And being that she has, we're on radio and we're being on live stream, ronsiegelradio.tv, she has that ability of the real simple mute button. A little easier than when we're together. But I digress. We'll move right along. Talking about digressing, I just chatting a little bit before the broadcast today. Governor Moonbeam. You know, it's amazing. You got to wonder sometimes, why is it that here in the state of confusion, we don't like to look out for ourselves? We figure that the government, the judiciary, all of them know better. Why is that? Well, a bill introduced by Senator Richard Roth, Democrat from Riverside, is very similar. He's brought up Senate Bill 269. Senate Bill 269 would be one of those bills that I could really get behind, but it's very similar to last year's Senate Bill 251 that Governor Brown vetoed. Now, here it is. It's a very simple bill. It's one for those with handicaps. You know, we've got the American with Disabilities Act, and you've got all these different guidelines or rules or laws for what needs to be done to make places handicap accessible. Well, every once in a while, people will make a mistake. Things change. People, you know, maybe intentionally even they don't follow the rules. And I think that there's a good place in the law for people to be fined, to be taken to court for those issues. But is the law an intent to just create more lawsuits and more penalties on business? Or is the law intended to help those with disabilities? Well, this particular bill, Senate Bill 269, the intent here is to make sure that the law is followed. But more, as opposed to somebody being able to just go right to the court and battle over this issue, the business owner or the person who's violated the law is given an opportunity to correct the error, to correct the wrongdoing, as opposed to going right to the lawsuit. Now, to me, if you're looking to solve a problem, it would be wise, give them a fix-it ticket, so to speak, and say, you know something, your handrail in the bathroom is a half an inch off. Would you move it up or move it down or move it over or whatever needs to be done properly? And here's a couple weeks to get it done. A couple weeks is even a pretty small time when you talk about what happens with in Washington or in Sacramento. I mean, they don't do anything in a couple weeks means that's vacation time for them. Unbelievable that 15-day notice without threat of a lawsuit is basically what this is geared to, and it's mainly geared to small businesses. Unbelievable that the governor would veto it. But then again, we know this is the state of confusion. We know just by looking at what we've done ourselves to our gas prices, once again, I will report that $1.82.7 national average in gas prices here in the state of confusion, $2.65.3. Oklahoma got knocked out. Missouri's now the leader in the country at $1.52.9, over $1 a gallon cheaper than what we're paying. And again, it's basically because we're paying almost 20% in state taxes just on our gasoline, 20% state taxes. Now, you hear that from the liberal movement that we want to try and, you know, this is to help out the working class, the poor. Think about this. Who does that penalize the most when we are paying 43 cents a gallon in a state of confusion for gas tax? Do you think that that's penalizing somebody like Tom Steyer, who's giving millions and millions of dollars to the candidates of his choice? Think about this. He contributed $75 million to liberal causes in the 2014 election cycle. Tom Steyer. Now, where did he get his money? Coal and oil. Really?
You're absolutely useless.
So he makes his money in coal and oil. Now he's giving his money to anything but that fights anybody that's in that industry. And you wonder where the corruption is in our government system. You wonder why somebody like Donald Trump is taking off when he says, you know something? Our government is just way too corrupt. We've got to get the money out of politics. Does anybody disagree with the idea of getting money out of politics? Let them go to work for us. That's who they're supposed to be working for instead of the big money, special interest, Tom Steyers of the world. I'll get off my soapbox for just a second. Maybe not. Got some good news sort of good news, I guess. Home prices, 20 major U.S. metro areas rose 0.1% in November from the month prior, again on a non-seasonally adjusted basis, matching expectations. That's coming out of S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index. Same from the same period a year prior, prices saw a 5.8% increase, slightly above the expectations. So prices up 5.8% in the 20 major metropolitan areas. So think about that one. That's another one of those good numbers coming out, and we're just wondering, you know, something, how long are you going to wait until you buy your own house? How long are you going to wait to get a new piece of property? Because there is some benefits to that instead of paying somebody else's rent. We're going to talk a lot about how to get that first piece of property today. Consumer confidence, that's an interesting number. Consumer confidence rose more than expected. And that's in a January, and one of the first readings for January. So the consumer out there is happy about what's going on. I guess they like the idea, other than here in the state of confusion, of what's going on in gas prices. It's like a tax holiday, more money in their pockets, in our pockets, in most of the country. Only 12 states now are paying over $2 a gallon in gas. Only 12 states, led by us here in California. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, ways to boost your home value. Where are interest rates headed? How to invest your first $1,000 to $5,000 wisely? And how to buy your first home? Maybe save that home if you've got a distressed property. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
In the middle of our streets, our house.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Ron Siegel Radio Date Night Trivia, presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Friday, Ron will pose a question based on air conversations during the prior 7 programs. The person to post the answer according to the guest conversation will win a date night package, including a dinner gift card for Reunion Kitchen and Drink. You might even be able to say hi to Ron when you visit Reunion Kitchen and Drink.
It's not every day your home gets flooded, but when it happens, you've got the good people at APRIS on your side. With over 25 years of construction and insurance experience, they can turn any disaster around, making your home good as new. For 24/7 support, call 844-GO-APRIS or find us on the web at www.apris.me. Day, night, rain, or shine, when it happens to you, you know what to do. Go APRIS. Remember, call 844-GO-APRIS. That's 844-462-7747.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at VIP Mortgage. The question is, where are interest rates headed? Seems like an interesting answer because I hesitate giving that information out. It's closely held, guarded secret. Where are interest rates headed? Well, last week they've been heading south. They've been going down, which has been some pretty good news for many, many people who we've actually adopted the mortgages for so many where we're actually doing some workups and saying, how is your property? How is your mortgage performing for you? It's your largest asset, probably your largest liability, and people pay the least amount of attention to it. So the question becomes, where are rates headed? So short term, yeah, I know I'm looking at the U.S. 10-year Treasury right now. It's up one basis point today, which doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot, while the Dow Jones is up 292 points as I'm speaking, oil up $1.24. Where is it going to end? I don't know. All of these issues, though, become those that you want to really think about from a longer-term standpoint. So I've been telling you for the last few weeks that I knew interest rates were going to come back down. I shared that with you, but where are they headed now? Where are they headed more long-term? Well, the answer to that is probably comes from somebody with a much higher pay grade than me. If you're looking at Fannie Mae, they're saying pretty much flat all year, 4% at the end of the first quarter, 4% at the end of the second quarter, 4.1 third quarter, and 4.1 fourth quarter. But if you look at Freddie Mac, the Mortgage Bankers Association, and the National Association of Realtors, they're all saying between 4.7 to 4.9% by the end of this year. 4.7 to 4.9 by the end of this year. They're eventually, all of these folks are going to be right. Interest rates have to go up. Here's my commentary for you. I don't care where they go. What's most important for your household, for your benefit, for you right now, is where do you stand today and what can you do and what's in the best interest of your family today? Because tomorrow is a whole new story. When you're looking at it and saying, okay, interest rates may go up by the end of the year, fine. If you're looking at right now, you've got an interest rate of 4.5% and you can restructure your loan to 4.25%, 4.125%. And you can save your family money over the long term. Do it. You say, okay, Ron, what if interest rates go back down again? Restructure again. Here's the issue. If they go down, you can restructure. If they go up, you're out of luck. Do what's right for your family today. That way you don't have to worry about it. If Fannie Mae is correct and they go up slightly, you haven't lost anything. If the others are all correct and it goes up a lot, you've already helped your family. Take care of your family today. And again, if you just want a complimentary performance review, just text ATP to 79564. We'll build the household board of directors for you. I'll put you in touch with your friends over there at VIP Mortgage, and they're happy to see how your program is performing. And maybe they'll just tell you, hey, you know something? Stay where you are. I've had many people. I had somebody, in fact, I'm going to talk to Peter about this in a minute. I had somebody recently, a very close friend of mine, who got a loan modification about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, something like that. And they said to me, Ron, I've got this second on there on my loan modification, and I think I want to restructure my loan. Well, I looked at their numbers, and I looked at the documentation. More importantly, I actually did something that a lot of people don't do. I read the documentation. When I read the documentation, I saw that the second that's on there comes due when they refinance or sell the property. Okay, so we got a time horizon there that we don't need to worry about. Then I looked at it, and it said that they've got like a 2.5% interest rate until they refinance or sell the property. Well, why in the world would you want to restructure when you've got an interest rate like that? Nobody's going to come up with something any better. Do nothing, no matter what anybody tells you. And if they tell you to do something, call me. And I'll tell you, you know something? Maybe I missed something. I could. Maybe I didn't miss something. They're just trying to sell you. And I think that's probably a lot more likely the case than us having just missed something. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by VIP Mortgage. Get that free the analysis and see what makes sense. Total cost analysis, pretty simple. So we're going to chat this morning. Peter Felix, NeighborWorks Orange County. I know if you're following us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all those other things, I got the name of his company wrong on the sign that we posted there. Or we got it right and we got the date wrong. Peter, you're here. That's right.
That's what matters.
That's what matters. So let's talk about what is NeighborWorks Orange County. Are you, and first off, I guess, NeighborWorks Orange County, can you help any of our people that are outside of Orange County?
Definitely, yes. Okay. We offer lots of different services at Great. NeighborWorks Orange County.
Okay, so let's start off first-time home buyers. What can you do for our first-time home buyers?
Well, Ron, that's a great question because this weekend on the 30th of January, NeighborWorks Orange County is partnered with Chapman University to have its annual OC Home Fair. We'll be providing an eight-hour home buyer education course.
8 hours of school?
Yes, sir, man. It's like getting your bachelor's, your MBA of home buying process. That's the best way to go.
Okay. So I spent 4 years at Chapman, so I guess 8 more hours wouldn't be bad.
Exactly. And I'm sure you pay an arm and a leg for going to Chapman, but it's only...
Believe it or not, back then, because Chapman was a lot smaller then, it was a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Now you can buy a house for what it costs to go to Chapman.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. Yes.
$50,000 a year or something. $50,000 a year, I think, over there at Chapman. But great education. So we better, being that we're both going to be there on Saturday, we better not say anything bad about them.
No. They love us, by the way.
It's a beautiful campus.
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay, so 8 hours of buyer education. What are you going to teach for 8 hours?
Well, we start off with some down payment options to help fill the payment gap that people or down payment gap that people have. So we'll be providing down payment assistance information. We'll help you understand the real estate purchase contract. We'll have a real estate agent there talking about what the role of real estate agent is.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you don't know what to ask your real estate agent. So we'll help guide you through that. We do budget and crediting. I mean, that's very important. Talk about your credit. We spend a lot of time talking about what lenders are looking for when buying a house.
That's great because there's so many people that are misinformed about what they really need.
Yes.
Right? I mean, there's so many out there that, you know, they think they need a 780 FICO score.
Right, and that's not the case. We'll also cover about the importance of an appraisal, I mean, what an inspector does, because some people don't understand the difference between a home inspection and an appraisal. So we'll cover stuff like that. And more important, we'll talk about down payment options. Some people don't realize that there's a lot of help out there to help buy a house.
Yeah, you know something, that's some great information, Peter, because you know, I was looking at an article earlier, and I'll find it somewhere. I might even be able to talk about it with you today. But it's basically talking about the idea of the rental penalty, right? People are paying, you know, they're paying 30, 40, 50% of their income in rent when they could be paying a smaller number to own, instead of paying somebody else's mortgage.
Yeah, definitely. Actually, that article I remember said 53% of their income is going toward paying the rent.
Right.
And the other day we had a family who came in, had been renting the exact same house for 30 years.
Wow. So they paid the whole mortgage for somebody else.
Yes, yes.
I wonder if they got a thank you note.
They got a nice Christmas gift every year, I believe.
Was it a rental?
Chocolates.
Oh, they got. Oh, I was going to say, I thought you were going to tell me that they got an increase in their a rental increase.
Yeah, no, they said the landlord loved them, which, well, obviously they were paying the mortgage for 30 years.
Right, paying that mortgage for 30 years and not having to move and not having to, no vacancy.
Yeah.
That's like a landlord's dream.
Yeah, and they were really excited when they came to our organization and saw that we had a program with for every dollar they gave, we gave them $3 as a grant. So we matched their first $5,000, and after 5 years, that $15,000 we gave them is going to be forgiven.
Well, that's pretty interesting. So that's basically a $20,000 down payment in essence.
Yes.
Right? So what will that buy somebody in a property value?
Well, you can combine that with our second mortgage that we have that allows you to borrow up to $57,000. And with that, you're looking at purchase prices between $300,000 to $400,000.
Wow. And 300,000 to 400,000 in Orange County and today's interest rate environment, that's probably going to be less than what most people are paying for rent. You know, I was just looking at a property that in Yorba Linda that it was, I think it's a 3-bedroom condo that just rented for 2,300. So it's going to be pretty close in that same neighborhood. Well, we're going to have to chat more. Peter, we're going to have to talk more about this when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Also, we will chat about some ways to boost your home value. I got a great case study to share with you. How to invest your first $1,000 to $5,000 after you get a house with Peter. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda is an attorney, real estate broker, and realtor. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485. Or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
Listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back, Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day in Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals at Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. You'll get the equity of your property. No, you can't get it online. It's not going to give you the equity analysis online. I know there's They call them CMAs or BPAs and all these other acronyms. That doesn't tell you the equity in your property. It might tell you a little bit about the value, maybe not even an accurate value. Got to text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564 to get that true value. So here's the case study. It's pretty interesting. Couple spent $264,900 for their first home in 2011. 1,500 square foot fixer-upper. They thought they were going to be living there long term. But they did. They refinished the kitchen cabinets, installed new stainless steel appliances, LED lighting, removed asbestos siding, installed durable no-paint fiber cement, rewrapped the house in a rigid insulation, really fixing up the energy efficiency. They spent $65,000 on the property, on home improvements, renovations, did a lot of it on their own because they could. Not like me. I don't know which end of a screwdriver to use. I can use a calculator, though. So here's what happened, though. They were planning on putting a mother-in-law's quarters in so that the in-laws could come and stay with them, live with them. They didn't want to. So they ended up selling the property, and they figured that they would just put it up at $450,000 and try to see what would happen. Now, remember, they paid $264,000. They added another $65,000. So that's what, $329,000, $330,000. They're trying to sell it for $450,000. Not bad. Not bad right there. But if you remember what I shared with you, the quickest way to sell your house for the absolute most money, number one, you got to market it properly. Got to be marketed properly. That's why you need a great real estate agent to market for you. Got to market it properly. And then if you price aggressively, what ends up happening is you cause a feeding frenzy of people wanting to buy the property. Now the bidding or the negotiations become amongst buyers as opposed to you versus a buyer. If you're out of it, just standing there scratching your head, watching as buyers argue with each other about who gets the right to buy your house, you end up with something just like what happened here. The property ends up, was listed at $450,000, sold for $472,000. Think about that. So create that frenzy, do the right things. Kitchen's still the king. You got to make sure the kitchen looks good, make the floor plan work harder, marketing properly. You talk about the millennials, they want an upstairs laundry room. They want flex rooms. They might want a mother-in-law's apartment, something like that. I don't. Just do the right things. If you want the whole report, just give me a holler, 800-306-1990. That is the Real Time Real Estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. You want the equity of your property? Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. Continuing our conversation this morning, Peter Felix, Neighbor Works Orange County. Yes, he can help you if you're in San Diego County, Riverside County. San Bernardino, you're there too. He's willing to help. So they've got this big fair coming up, Peter. What's the cost of this thing?
Well, for the fair itself, there is no cost. For the eight-hour course, which is the whole day class, that is a $25 cost for that one. But for the other classes that we're teaching, there is no those are orientations. So they have classes for VAs. That's free.
Okay.
People for waiters. How to buy a house on a waiter's income, you know, getting cash tips and stuff. They got a workshop for that. That's great information that they have.
Please do not tell the IRS you're there. Go ahead.
Well, they know you're there.
Okay.
They know everything.
And, yeah, Big Brother's watching.
Yes, yes.
And obviously we know that you're reporting every one of your tips right there on the forms. We know that.
Yeah, and we have what everybody – every veteran needs to know to buy a house. We have a workshop for veterans also.
Got to help the veterans. Thank you, veterans. We love you.
Yes. So the benefit of the workshops are those are half an hour, 45-minute segments. It's not like the eight-hour course that NeighborWorks Orange County charges for $25. So that's different on both things.
And I think I saw somewhere that the NeighborWorks eight-hour session, we can get that in English or in Spanish?
Yeah, it's bilingual. It's the first time that we're actually having it Spanish also at the same time. We normally offer Spanish, English, and Vietnamese classes at our organization, nwoc.org. You can get all the information on there. And you can sign up for a Spanish class, an English class, a Vietnamese class. But this is the first year we're actually doing the Spanish and English at the same time at Chapman University.
Nice. You know something? We are in a diverse culture. And the beauty is that you got to look out for everybody. I mean, it would be nice if everybody was comfortable in English. But the fact of the matter is people are not. And this is just way, way too important for somebody to misinterpret a word here or there, right? I mean, somebody buying a house or taking on the obligation of a loan, right? Those are serious, serious investments and serious commitments. And I'm really glad that you guys are doing that in multi-languages. That's really helpful.
Thank you. I mean, the main purpose of this is education.
Right.
You know, we have lots of homeowners, potential homeowners who come to us for the education. We're not there to sell them a product. We're not there to sell them a house. We're not there to get them a loan. We're there to guide them and educate them on how not to become a victim of someone taking advantage of them.
And that's the greatest thing. And one of the biggest ways, I mean, I was obviously I've been active in real estate for many, many years. And you look at what happened in 2007, 2008, and I'm not going to place blame on anybody because really the blame belongs with everybody, right? I mean, homeowners didn't always give the exact accurate information to the lenders. The lenders were too happy to take inaccurate information. Wall Street wanted everybody to buy a property. The government wanted everybody in a property. So there's a lot of blame to go around. The thing is, we want to learn from it and not make those same mistakes. And the way you avoid that is getting educated, you know, an 8-hour course like this and understanding what that, I mean, I don't know anybody that reads that real estate contract, right? I mean, they've made that thing so darn complicated now that you have to go to law school to understand it, right? So when you're teaching that course or when NeighborWorks is teaching that course, I'm sure they're filtering out all the legal mumbo jumbo and making it into something that's comprehensible for the average person.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we talk about the terminology that's used and we explain it to you. Closing disclosure, loan estimate, all these things, like, what do they mean? What am I supposed to understand as a consumer?
Right. And all these things, they're supposed to make things easier.
Yes.
And now when you look at the acronyms that go into a real estate transaction, you've got TRID, nobody knows what that means, LECD, you know, ABC, FYZ, XYZ, whatever, right? I mean, there's an acronym for everything, and the consumer's supposed to understand all that?
Yeah.
Right? Here's the biggest important things, and I'll narrow the 8 hours down. You can go deep into this.
Yeah.
But how much are you paying for the property? Make sure that number is correct. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. If somebody wants money outside of escrow or outside that contract from you, run. How much is your payment going to be every month? How long is that obligation for? Can it change? Right? Those are the real important things. I mean, you gotta know all the details, right? You want to make sure you're not getting stuck. But, you know, that's where a lot of people really got hurt in 2007 is they say that they didn't know that their payment was going to increase. Right? Look at the document. The document's going to tell you if it can increase or not increase. And those are important parts of it.
Yeah, that's very important. I mean, you get a packet of disclosures when you're doing your loan with your lender, whomever they may be, whether they're with our sponsor.
Right, VIP Mortgage.
Yeah, you know, they give you a book of disclosures.
Sure.
And in there it says, contact a housing counseling agency. And you will see NeighborWorks Orange County in those disclosures. Obviously, they're telling you, go speak to someone who is there to be an advocate for you, who's not going to be out there trying to sell you something.
And that's the beauty of it is I want – we tell you this all the time. The people that come on Ron Siegel Radio, our focus here is to educate, right? If you want – I've shared with you many times. You're in the middle of a loan process with somebody else, great. I don't want to take that from somebody else. I know there's other guys on radio that say, bring it to me and I'll see if I can beat it. No, bring me what you're looking at and I'll take a look at it. And if you got a great deal, I'll tell you. If someone's being fair to you, I will tell you. If there's something that you need to understand better, I'll tell you where to ask, what questions to ask them, right? NeighborWorks, I could call it NeighborWorks, I don't know why. NeighborWorks is here to educate you. You know, Peter, you were talking about somebody earlier, and I don't know whether it was off air or on air, that somebody paid a mortgage for 30 years or paid rent for 30 years. That's a great person to be able to help to get the keys to their first home. And we're going to talk about that. Are you in a distressed situation with your real estate? I see a lot of foreclosures go on the market. Maybe, why would you foreclose? Let's talk to Peter about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. How to invest that first $1,000. We talked to Pat Moran about that last week. We'll chat a little bit more about that. Got a lot to cover. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a loved one who wants to stay in their home, but you have health concerns about it? The Preferred Care Team understands the challenges of caring for your loved ones. Their goal is to keep seniors as independent as possible while maintaining their health, safety, and overall well-being. Whether you need just a few hours a week or 24-hour care, Preferred Care caregivers are trained to meet your needs. Call Preferred Care at 714-696-9150. That's 714-696-9150. Or visit preferredcare.com.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by the area trusted professionals. That's your household board of directors. Text ATP to 79564. ATP to 79564. Mortgage professionals, real estate professionals, tax planners, CPA, attorneys, all of them. They are all part of credit repair, all part of the program. All you need to do, again, it's a free service. Text ATP to 79564. We'll set up that household board of directors. Need about a 2-minute survey to be completed. How to invest your first $1,000 to $5,000 wisely. Three things you need to do before you start investing. Number one, save money for retirement. Now, you know me. I don't like the 401k. I don't like the IRAs. Those are all just a ruse for the government to take more of your money. We talked to Pat Moran. The insurance vehicles that he was chatting with us about on Friday, if you missed the broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, will do far better for you in the long run than a 401k or an IRA. You've got to be disciplined, though, to make sure that you have your bill pay set, automatically set, to send money right to those accounts right away before you go and blow it. Number two, make sure you have a rainy day fund. Make sure you're ready in case you've got, you know, you never know when, you know, you fall off, you get a flat tire, you have your car break down, you get injured some way. Have that rainy day fund set up. Pay off your high interest debt. Make sure that you're not spending too much on your credit cards. Then once you've got that, you send a little bit more money into those insurance programs. Talk to Pat the right way to do it so that you're geared, not getting into that modified endowment contract and you blow your tax advantages. But you have to have some short-term funds, money that you're going to need, you know, 1, 3, 4, 5 years. Longer-term funds. Understand all this. Understand the idea of dollar cost averaging. That's a big reason why those indexed universal life funds work so well, is because when the market is up 300 like today, you put a little bit of money in there. When the market's down 300, you put a little bit of money in there. Buy more shares, obviously, when it's down because the money goes further. It's a strategy. It's not that not that difficult, and you just have to understand what you're doing there. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by your household board of directors. Text ATP to 79564. Continuing our conversation this morning, Peter Felix, Neighbor Works Orange County, chatting about the big event they've got coming up this weekend, Chapman University. Now, Peter, your class, the 8-hour home education, what time does that start?
That one starts at, it's from 8:30 to 5. Registration starts at 8 o'clock. So we're there the whole day. And the nice thing about our class is that you get a certificate at the end of the session. And that certificate you can actually use for other down payment options that city and county programs require. So it's not just specific for our programs, but you can also use it with like the state Cal HFA down payment program that they have. They require an 8-hour course or also an online. They're the only organization or actually state allows online education. And they can go onto our website, nwoc.org.
And we'll make sure you get that put on Ron Siegel Radio, because if you're driving, don't go writing this down.
Oh, yes.
But we'll see if you can put that information the accurate way right there on Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook so we can make sure and get that to you. So 8:30 to 5.
You got to be there all day.
Got to be there all day. It's a HUD-approved course. So if you show up at noon and think you're going to get an 8-hour certificate, it doesn't work that way. The rest of the sessions, it's what, 1 to 5?
Yeah, you can't get there at noon, but you can attend the orientation workshops that they have going on at the same time. So like I said, they have that program, how to buy on a waiter's income.
Yeah.
Program for VAs.
You can even come see me. I've got two of them. They're home buyers. The first-time home buyers session I've got going there. And how to retire on $18,000 a month with no 401k and no IRA. So let's continue chatting a little bit more, Peter, about Neighbor Works Orange County. Because the Neighbor Works program was very instrumental, you were sharing, with the Homeowners Bill of Rights.
Yes, the California Homeowner Bill of Rights, Neighbor Works Orange County worked diligently with other nonprofit organizations to help pass that bill. And what that bill is basically, if you're going through foreclosure, it gives you certain rights that the servicer or the lender needs to follow.
And you help people with that stuff as well?
Yeah, we do. We work with Keep Your Home California, which is a state program. And a lot of people who lost their jobs and are receiving unemployment can get help paying their mortgage up to 18 months while they look for work. So they don't have to use their unemployment check. They can get help from the state on top of whatever unemployment they receive.
Okay, and what is it, you know, because you hear so much about the unethical groups that were involved in that, you know, 2008 through 2011. How does that, I mean, what is the cost of it? What does somebody have to do to get involved in that with you?
Well, there is no charge. It's the services are free. Sadly,
that's my middle name is free.
There you go. I saw it down here after hashtag Ron Siegel Radio.
There you go.
It said free there. Yes. Don't forget to use the hashtag on there that we just created for Ron.
Exactly. Hashtag Ron Siegel Radio.
Yes. It's you got to be trending, Ron.
Got to be trending.
Yes, definitely.
Hey, I'm a trendsetter. Bald, fat, old. I guess that's a trend, right?
I guess so, right?
Everybody's getting a little bit older, so I'm just leading the pack.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with getting older. It just means you're just wiser.
There's only one alternative.
What is that?
Dying.
Well, that's for sure.
Right? That's the only alternative to getting older. So we'll try and avoid that one for just – but let's go back to helping people. So
with our foreclosure prevention programs, we can help people apply for modification with their servicer, apply for the Keep Your Home California programs. The state still has close to $1 billion that they need to distribute to help homeowners facing foreclosure.
They can send some to me. I have no problem.
Hey.
Just write that check to Ron Siegel Radio. Not a problem there.
Sounds good. We still get a lot of families who come in who have paid, you know, an attorney $5,000 or $10,000 and not going anywhere. And that's very sad to see that. Where
it is,
they can come to organizations like NeighborWorks Orange County and get free assistance with their foreclosure situation.
And so, what are the options there that a person has? I mean, if they come into you, does that stop the foreclosure process?
Yes and no. So there's certain timelines that they need to follow. If there's a sale date within 10 days or less, it's going to be near impossible to be able to postpone the sale date.
But basically then we have to just contact one of our bankruptcy attorneys.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Maybe that might be an option. Another option, unfortunately, you know, we sit with the families as an advocate and we give them a realistic overview of their situation.
Okay.
Sometimes, unfortunately, short sale is the way to go. So we'll let them know. But what we will do is we will explain to them the whole process, help them apply for modification where it's possible, and at the same time guide them to making sure that the documents are delivered to the servicer. Because we still hear stories sometimes that I faxed this in 3 times already. How come they don't have it? So we make sure we have direct access through a portal that we can track everything with them. And like I said, the best part of it, there's no charge for our services.
You got to love it that way because that, you know, you may have to tie it in again, like as we said, with, you know, if it's a close to the date with an attorney. But at least here, you know, you got an organization that's out there looking to help people and to move them forward in a very difficult time. It's a stressful time.
It's a very stressful situation.
And you got somebody, and obviously, you know, it's a HUD organization. And I'm not a big government guy, but nonprofits, obviously, if they're not charging you, you got to look at what is the motivation. Well, motivation sounds to me like it's about helping people, helping you. So appreciate that input. What else? What other services? I mean, we talked about a low down payment. That was a pretty interesting one.
Yeah. Like I was mentioning, we have our 3-1 matching grant that we can help people fill that gap when they're buying a house. We have a...
Is there something specific... Like if somebody needs a 3-1 grant, matching gap, can that help with closing costs or is that just down payment?
It can be for either closing costs or down payment.
Okay.
But there are income limits. Obviously, there are some guidelines they need to follow. So to get more details, they definitely would have to go to our website, nwoc.org, to get more information or on your website because there's going to be a link there, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, go right on there. Ron Siegel. Well, we're going to get you guys to post it right there so we make sure we get the right ones.
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
We want NeighborWorks Orange County, not neighborhood.
Right, exactly. NeighborWorks Orange County. We'll have to correct those pictures. And we got the thanks for filling in. I mean, obviously, we booked this very, very late to make sure we can get in here and get this information. So, yeah, the second crew actually creating the graphics, that would be me. So I wouldn't blame anybody else other than myself for doing that. And obviously, once you also talk about the concept that we were just chatting with Peter about. You know, our friends over at VIP Mortgage have that fresh start program. So if you do go through one of these distressful situations, 1 day out of short sale, 1 day out of bankruptcy, 1 day out of foreclosure, all those. There are loan programs that are out there. Are you going to pay more? Yes. but at least you're still paying for your property instead of paying somebody else's mortgage. So if you're in one of those situations, we'll help you there as well. And one of the things we also ask every single day, just a little bit of help from you, is set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or want to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
In the middle of our streets, our house.